It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser.
Roger.
Oh, evening, folks. How are y'all? Well, that's good. Folks, you know, we've set up our collapsible campus tonight at the Army Air Force's redistribution station, Santa Ana, California, and our students tonight are all returnees, flyers, and crew members back from combat. I think I ought to explain to you listeners what a redistribution station is. For example, my girl has everything that Lana Turner has, but on my girl, it needs some redistribution. Well, you know, that they treat the GIs so swell here, it reminds me that I need a rest. And I hear the call of the great outdoors. So after tonight's examinations, I'm going fishing.
You're going to do what?
I'm going fishing, Dean Haworth. I want to get back at nature.
I don't blame you after what nature has done to you.
Quiet, Ferdy Froghammer. Now, I'd better start thinking about getting some fishing tackle.
Fishing tackle?
Oh, yes. You go to a hardware store and you look around for bait. I want something that's all painted up with big eyes and a real wiggle.
You're going to look for that in the hardware store?
Now, let me try to explain, Ferdy. Now, concentrate. We're all standing on the bank of a stream fishing. I'm reeling. You're reeling. Dean Haworth is reeling.
We should have left the jug at home.
Oh, no, listen, Ferdy. You don't know anything about fish. Why, you can't even describe a fish.
I can, too.
Oh, all right. Describe some different fish. For instance, bass.
About 8 inches with silver fins and stripes.
Good. Trout.
6 or 8 inches speckled with rainbow sides.
Bonita.
About 5'2", blue eyes and boing.
You're so imbecilic, Ferdy. I can tell you all about fishing. Why, my family is a family of fishermen. My father had fish so constantly on his mind that he'd speak of my eyes, and he'd say, "Ah, those eyes, they're as sure as a bass striking a minnow." He'd speak of my legs, and he'd say, "Ah, as swift as a trout lunging for a fly." He'd speak of my brain and say,
"Too little, throw it back."
Out of here! I'll go fishing if it's the last thing I ever do. I'll start right after tonight's exams. Oh, but now, come on, chillin'. Yes, dance.
Thank you.
here's a beautiful ballad, and a swell singer to sing it for you. It's Michael Douglas and If I Love You.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say. All I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. But afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never to know. How I've loved you. What if I loved you?
Set for your fishing trip?
Well, I'm all set, Bill, except for a few odds and ends of equipment, and I need a guide.
Mr. Cash.
Yes?
You say you're looking for a guide?
Yes.
You say you want to go fishing?
Yes.
Think no more about it, friend. Tell you what I'm going to do. For the puny sum of $18.95, I'm prepared to offer you Dr. Horatio P. Coldspot's complete fishing kit.
Oh, no, no, no. Get away from me, Mr. Moore. All I want to do is go fishing. You're nothing but a pest.
Pest?
Yes, pest. Like in vermin. You know what vermin is?
Sure, I know. Before you go fishing, you gotta go vermin.
Oh, no. Oh, very funny. Very funny. Ah, I can just see myself now sitting on the bank of a creek. Suddenly, there's a jerk on the end of the line.
Which end? Now, Mr. Kaiser, this fishing kit is supposed to include food. So I'm going to throw in a couple of sandwiches.
Sandwiches? I'm going into rough country. What I need is field rations.
Or we'll throw in a couple of quarts.
Couple of quarts? Why, field rations don't come in quarts.
These are W.C. field rations.
Oh, look. All I want to do is catch fish. Now, if you've got something good, let's have it. If not, get out of here.
Bill, for a slight increase in price of only $2,000...
$2,000?
I'll sell you Dr. Coldspeed's surefire fishing kit. You better hurry, brother. I've only got 20 of these left. With this kit, you can shut your eyes, catch a 450-pound filigadusha carp. In Hawaiian, that means a sucker.
Oh. Oh, well, that's fine. Here's your $2,000. When do I get my filigadusha carp?
As soon as I sell 19 other suckers.
Get out of here! Yeah. All right, let's get going. Keep that fellow out of here now. It's Sergeant... All right, here's our first scholar, and he is Sergeant Jack Hughes. 35 months in the South Pacific, his hometown is Lewiston, Montana! Gee, you shake hands like a vice. Sergeant Jack Hughes, in this first one, Roberta Ellis of Garden City, Missouri, says, do you know what the civilian's icebox said to the pound of bacon? Well, to the pound of bacon, the civilian's icebox said...
Miss you.
What is that?
Miss you.
Yeah, miss you more than I can say here. All right, say, you know that a baby counts 12 points on your service discharge. I'm sure you know that. Well, that's what it says here, 12 points for a baby. They must fold the things differently than they used to. No, seriously, in this one, a soldier had 80 points onto his service discharge. His wife wrote that a little baby was on the way, and the soldier didn't say...
Why don't you do right?
Oh, no! School is out. No, he didn't. The soldier didn't say students!
Shoo,
shoo, baby. All right, that's all, my boy. And now, here we go with the...
Well, it's
Private Lynette McDonald of Renton, Washington, the state of Washington. All right, Lynette. Oh, my. How do you like that? Lynette McDonald, that's close to Jeanette McDonald. Can you sing? Like Jeanette?
Not like her.
Of course, I'm prettier than Jean Raymond. We know that. Say, Lynette, listen closely. It's right and wrong time again, and Conrad Taylor of New Orleans, Louisiana, wants you to just answer right or wrong to the following statements. One, Gulliver's Travels is the diary of a traveling salesman. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
No, right, that's all wrong. Second, the Air Force's new jet fighter plane is called the Shooting Star. Right or wrong?
Right.
You're right, that's the right turn. Third, the Philharmonic is an... The Philharmonic is an orchestra of harmonicas led by Phil Baker. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
You're right, that's wrong. And now it's Sergeant William Starnes. After 13 months in the European theater, his hometown is Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey! Well, this is... Here we are, but old home week again. I'm Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. You're Charlotte, North Carolina. And the exec here, you know Major Miller. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, his wife's from Raleigh. His CO is from Raleigh. He's from South Carolina. Here we go. All right. Now, Brother Starnes, listen closely. Mr. Ed Donovan of Detroit, Michigan, wants you to name the program that comes on the air like this. Program comes on the air like that.
Is that the Contented Hour?
Yes, sir, that's the Contented Hour, in spite of me. That's the Contented Hour. And that's no bull. All right. And now, what is the name of the famous Borden's cow?
Elsie?
Elsie, that's right. You know, Ferdinand the Bull wanted to marry Elsie, but he gave up. He couldn't figure out just where to put the engagement ring. Say, you know, you look exactly like you could milk a cow. I'm going to see if you can milk a cow. So take these two seltzer bottles and let's hear you milk to the tune of the beautiful Blue Danube. Are you ready? All right. Now get ready with your seltzer bottles and we'll see how you do it milking. All right, boys, play the Blue Danube. Ready? Bunk. bump, bump, bump. That's it. He finally got in rhythm there. That's a good, that's what you call milking in three-quarter time. Very good. With a self-alarm. Yes, sir. He milked a cow in three-quarter time. I know a fellow who could do it in conga time. Xavier Cow Guy. Well, there's the end of the round. Gee, I wonder where I can find a guide for my fishing trip.
There's our first winner, Fess.
Oh, thank you, Dean Hall. Yes, Dean. And the winner of the first contest is not 102, but number 3, Sergeant William Starnes of Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, a star here. Thank you. Congratulations, Brother Starnes. Yes, so you win the first round prize, a $50 war bond. His other two chums beat their gums to the tune of $10 each in stamps. Thank you. Here come the swell town criers, two sisters, two brothers, to give you a fine arrangement of bell-bottom crowds. Ship ahoy, town criers!
Once there was a little girl who lived next to me, and she loved this little boy. He was only 3. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit. Just a great big sailor boy, but he's just as cute. Bell-bottom trousers, gonna navy blue. She loves a sailor, and he loves her too.
As they walk along the street, anyone can see they are oh so much in love, happy as can be. Hand in hand they stroll along, they don't give a hoot. He won't let go of her hand, even to salute.
Bell-bottom trousers, for the navy blue. She loves the sailor, and he loves her too.
Just think, in about an hour, you'll be on your fishing trip. Are you all set?
Yes, sir. There's only one thing. I'm going up into rough country, and I need a guide.
Fess, I've got just the man for you.
Good.
The Wild Wolf of the Woods.
Good.
And everybody better duck. Here he comes now.
My goodness. So you're the big, rough, tough, wild wolf of the woods, huh? Howdy there, wolf.
How do you do?
Why, you're no rough, tough wolf of the woods. You're only Einstein, our fugitive from an IQ. What do you want?
I am here to apply for the position of guide.
You a guide? I want a man. You're nothing but a shrimp.
Well, I may be a shrimp, but I'm solid.
That's what I like, shrimp solid. But seriously, I need a man who can look a grizzly bear smack in the face.
Oh, I was in the woods once, and I came face to face with a fierce grizzly bear.
Oh, that must have been a horrible experience.
Yeah, for both of us. And then another day, I came face to face with a cottontail rabbit.
Well, what did you do?
I killed a vicious beast.
Oh, you killed a timid, helpless little rabbit. What did you do that for?
Self-defense. It was him or me.
Well, I'm sorry, Einstein, but you'll never convince me that you're a guide.
Yeah, but, Professor, I'm such an outstanding guide that I was inducted into an Indian tribe.
Yeah?
The Indians changed my name from Einstein to Unca.
Unca? What does that mean in English?
Sad sack.
Oh, tell me, Einstein, were you a great fisherman?
Oh, sure. I was a great hunter, too. That's why they call me Unca. They call me Unca the Hunter. But one day I caught a skunk by mistake, so they stopped calling me Unca the Hunter.
Well, what do they call you?
Inca the Stink.
Einstein! Georgia's Georgia Cow. Come on, George. Oh, that's a mighty pretty gown you're wearing tonight, Georgia. What a beautiful sight. Ready to sing for all these leathernecks and swell, swell gal Marines.
Let's take the long way home. Let's look for the long way home. And on the way, let's pretend that this wonderful night won't end. Through Asia would be much too soon. We'll circle once around the moon. Our dream boat will carry us across the foam. Let's take the long way. Make sure it's the wrong way. Let's take the long way home. Shall we fly through the night? Shall we dream as we go? See the star on your right. See the farm down below. The whole trip, it appears, only takes a million years. If you're in the mood to roam, let's take the long way. Why not take the wrong way? Let's take the long way home.
Second semester, Beth.
And our first scholar to try for the college war bond prizes is Sergeant Hugh Sheets, 28 months, China, Burma, India. His home is Hanford, California. Hi, boy. Yes, sir, from the CBI Theater to this beautiful GI Theater, and we're glad to have you here. And here's our first question. Electrician's mate, third class James R. Hunt of the Naval Hospital, Seattle, wants us to play musical crossword puzzles. First, something sweet in five letters. Maybe this will help. He's got it.
Candy?
Candy. And now, your next crossword is an hallucination, a pattern of the subconscious mind in five letters. This will help. dream?
Absolutely right. Isn't that easy? Thank you. You solved all our crossword puzzles, boys. And now, here is... Oh! It's Corporal Caroline Prue. Is that right? Prue. Prue of Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey!
Well, it's Corporal Caroline Prue. Have you been here long, Miss Prue?
Yes, I've been here a year and a half.
Been here a year and a half. I see that the redistribution is completed. Oh, yes. Say, Miss Prue, come a little closer, please. I'm no fool. Say, Miss Prue, listen closely. By heck, it's by whom time. Listen and tell Mrs. A.R. Evans of Williamsburg, Kentucky, by whom. Now, listen closely. Little Miss Muffet was frightened by whom?
A spider.
Oh, yes, a spider. Now they've grown up into wolves, haven't they? Cabinet members are chosen by whom?
By the president.
They're chosen by the president. That's absolutely right. Thank you, Miss Prue. You certainly got them right. Here's a fellow from 34 months in the South Pacific. It's Corporal Whitey Chenoweth. Is that right? Chenoweth from Linnaeus? Linnaeus, Missouri! I'm Missouri boy. Now listen, Corporal. Here's the theme of the band leader now playing at Ciro's in Hollywood. Listen. Right now, Mrs. Minnie Henley of Chicago wants you to tell us who that is. His initials are CC. He's at Ciro's now. CC.
Carmen Caballero.
Carmen Caballero is right. Can you name two other Carmens?
Carmen Lombardo.
Carmen Lombardo, that's
Carmen
one.
Carmen Miranda.
Carmen Miranda and the opera Carmen and Carmen Jones and many others. That's the old boys right in there with the Carmen.
Beth, about your fishing trip, I've got just the man to be your guide in the woods.
Oh, fine.
He's a genuine French-Canadian trapper.
A French-Canadian trapper? Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful, Dean Harworth. What is his name?
Charles.
Charles. Well, send him in.
Voilà, monsieur. I am Charles.
Oh, so you're Charles. What is your last name?
Bayou. Charles Bayou.
Oh, well, how do you spell it?
B-O-Y-E-R. Bayou.
Oh, now wait a minute. B-O-Y-E-R spells Boyer. How's it by you?
By me, it's okay. How's it by you?
Oh, please, please. Oh, I'm just dandy. Now, Mr. Bayou, just to put you to the test, suppose I'm in the swirling waters of a roaring canyon river. I'm casting for giant salmon while my girl waits breathlessly high on the cliff. Suddenly, my foot slips. I plunge into the rapids. I'm helpless. I scream for help. I go down the first time. I come up and fight for my life, but I go down for the second time. Now, I'm going down for the third and last time. What would you do in a case like that if you were my guide?
You say you're sinking for the third time.
Yes?
You say your girl is all alone on the cliff.
Well, yes.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Get out of here! Nice, that fella again. Keep him out of here.
I'm after our second winner, Beth.
All right, and the winner of the second round was contestant number one, Sergeant Hugh Sheets from Hanford, California. The winner. Now, he tops the second round first prize, a $50 wall bond. You other two hold out your nips. There's 10 each and stands for you. And until class time next week, our theme song speaks for the faculty and me. Its title is Thinking of You. Thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everybody.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Center.